all the letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 8. This is letter number 2533. Baruch Hashem, the 18th day of Adar Sheni, Tovshin Yudalet, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Mayrenu Yisrael Moshe Sheyichya Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I am confirming here, receiving the letter from the third day of Adar Sheni. Now, even though it wasn't that meant, it's not long, it's only about 2 weeks later, right? It's the 18th, and he got the letter on the 3rd. So the Rebbe sort of excuses himself. He says, for some reason, my response has been delayed till now. And especially, the Rebbe says, that in your own letter, you hinted also the response. You yourself sort of gave the answer. And the Rebbe says like this. You know, a lot of people used to come to the Rebbe for an approval on their seforim. Like say they wrote a scholarly work or some work, and they coming for an approbation, for a confirmation by the Rebbe to say that this book is okay. So I guess that way you can go ahead and market your book and say, well, the Rebbe has given his approval for it. So the Rebbe says it's known, this has been a tradition in the house of the Rebbe's, that we did not accustom in writing approvals for Sfarim and booklets. And it is known, the sages saying, don't change the custom of your parents. So basically the Rebbe says, you know, this has been the tradition of Chabad not to write approvals, so I'm not changing it. In our case, the sefer that you are copying, apparently he was not writing his own. He was just trying to publish a sefer that was already printed or manuscript, but the Rebbe said, although you don't mention the name and the author in your letter, but from the sheets of the copies that you attached, so you're talking about the book that the authored on the Torah, the one who authored the Sefer Choyrev. So basically, the Rebbe says these Sefarim are known and they are publicized in those groups which you are copying it for. The Rebbe basically is saying those people that you're copying it for them, he's very well known to these people, that author. My approval is not necessary, basically, in this case, because he's already, for the intended audience, they know who this author is, and they know it's safer, so there's really no need for my approval, for my haskama. So, the Rebbe adds that, may the blessed Hashem grant each and every one of us to fulfill their portion and mission in sorting out and refining the darkness of the world and to illuminate the world with the light of mitzvah and the light of Torah and the luminary of Torah, which is Pnimis HaTorah. And the Rebbe is basically saying, giving him some credit and giving him some encouragement by saying, what you're doing is we should all, you know, through your sefer, through your dig, each one should help bring more light to the world. I'm hopeful, the Rebbe says, that I don't need to remind you, encourage you, that it's absolutely necessary in our times to set up studies in the study of the inner parts of Torah. And this is also applies, this necessity also applies to the descendants of those groups that in previous generations didn't study Hasidus. Basically, even if you're from the, I'm saying it from the Misnagdim, or you come from the Lithuanian groups that didn't study Hasidus, or maybe had objection, but today it's different. Everybody has to study Hasidus. It's known, the parable, when darkness increases, you must increase the quantity of light, the quantity and also the quality. So they may have not needed it in the olden days, but they hadn't had such darkness like we, and confusion like we have today. Today we have more darkness, we need more light. We need more quality of light. The Rebbe ends with a blessing in the name of the Rebbe. So while the Rebbe said, it's not the tradition, I'm not going to change the tradition, and we don't give haskamas, the Rebbe says, basically, the groups of people that's intended to, they don't need the haskama, they know already the author. And basically, the Rebbe said, we should all have a portion to bringing, illuminating the light of the world. And the Rebbe says, you have to learn Nimitz HaTorah, you have to learn Hasidus, it's necessary. Even if you don't belong to the group, you're not already from the Hasidim, today, it's absolutely necessary for everybody. As the darkness gets bigger, we need more and a higher quality of light to overcome the darkness.